The Sentai Review, Episode 6, 1982 Super Sentai.
Today
Now
hold on, we're dealing with a bit of a time restraint because of you. When do you have to leave? Is it possible to finish
He's gotta
V?
Leave at 2.
Is it possible to finish V before we walk out the door?
Yeah, we finish it.
This will be our last one. This is Daisenshu V Goggle.
Goggle V.
Yeah, Daisenshu Sentai Daivenshu Goggle V or something like that.
Goggle V.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Just the name, I'm going to give it a high score. Goggle V, come on!
Start it up.
Nice, that's what I'm
getting
ready to
do. Let's see what these guys look like.
We're butchering the names, but that's okay, because...
Well, this is what I'm here for. Butchering names.
Come on.
Oh, look, they also get a Zord.
Every time I could find a Zord, I got it just to give you an idea.
That looks like a Voltron parody.
Yeah, I think it looks like Gundam.
Like Voltron.
Because the way the shield is.
No, it's kind of just the way
that
the
sword is
stuff.
Sweet.
There they are.
Ooh, this is the first time they added a Black Ranger.
There was a Black Ranger before. He was epic cat-like.
What the shit?
It's a circus?
So let me... No. They're not circus.
No. They're circus.
No.
That dude's weapon... The Black Ranger's weapons are juggling pins.
This is a circus, Bill.
Okay.
The Blue Ranger's weapon is a hula hoop.
That's exactly what I was about to bring
up. Wait.
It's like
circus Olé or something.
I don't think this is circus. If I remember right, there was a type of gymnastic ranger team.
And why do I see
a dodgeball? A whip and a medicine ball?
I don't... Keep going. Go through their pictures. I'm just saying, I remember reading about there being a weird gymnastic team.
I really do not like the way these guys
look. Costumes make them look fat.
I'm not as much a fan of velour.
And if they are a circus team, then I'm confused why they wouldn't have orchestrated a type of animal understanding of some kind.
Okay. Go back to that last one.
There's like something on their helmets.
Okay, I'm going to describe the helmets. Each of them's visor is a little bit different. The Red Ranger, obviously, he gets the coolest helmet. Somehow, he's got it looks like a gem, a red gem in the middle.
All of them have gems.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to tell with, like, the yellow
he's
and...
He's got a ruby.
Sapphire.
I don't know what the pink fuck diamond. The pink is.
Yeah, probably
it might be pink
better,
diamond.
Is there any better thing for the faces?
Gems.
No.
It doesn't look like there's any particular stone. You know?
Okay, go back. So they're all standing in a line. This time, from what I'm looking at, it looks like the Black Ranger is second in command.
Okay.
And then the blue, then yellow, then pink.
But there's no indicator.
No, there's no indicator.
It's just the way that they're standing.
I'm only going by how they're standing.
Now, their belt has that, it's like a triangle with some...
V?
You could see it on their Zord also, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's a lot of Vs on this.
That's because they're V-Goggle or Goggle V or whatever the shit.
Yeah. This is...
Well, they all look like they're wearing a white bib with a V emblem.
Baby bib.
They look like they got a baby bib on.
Baby bib.
And, oh my...
Our morphers aren't working right.
Go ahead, listen. I'm gonna give my score because I get it at a 1. I don't like this at all. These costumes suck.
And I like how you said literally as soon as we said you said, oh, these guys are getting a high score because of their name alone.
Yeah, I see what they look.
One is a high score for them, Bill.
Where's the freaking goggles?
Because I'm giving them a .5.
Where's their goggles?
The goggles in their name. Where's the freaking goggles?
Where are the goggles?
They just look. I don't like them. I don't like baby bib Rangers.
Seriously, they look dumpy.
Baby bib Rangers.
So I'm giving them a .5.
Ooh, I love the baby bib Rangers.
I gave them a 1, and that was generous.
I give them a .5, and that's generous.
No,
saw these.
No, the one.
I'm apologizing to myself.
I understand that we're ranking because of how their costumes look, but that 1 is because of the name of the show.
I'm giving it a 1.5.
That is generous.
Please explain.
Please.
Because, you know, it does look like baby bibs on Power Rangers.
A bunch of crybabies.
Our Zord got broken.
What does the Blue Ranger do when he's in battle? When he's fighting, does he have to put his hula hoop on his sword? Fucking spin.
I have something to bring up, though. I imagine by the size, and this is not being fair, but I imagine by the size, the pink is a girl.
Because she's the smallest, obviously.
But there's no difference in the suits at all.
No, there's
so
no skirt.
So I don't know for sure.
There's
okay,
no...
I think I see boobs on both the yellow and
the
pink.
Yeah, yellow and pink are probably...
So I think those are girls.
Those
are girls.
And that picture, the last picture...
But this one I can't tell, and that one I can't tell.
You definitely can't tell because they're standing in the back.
Outside of preconceived notion. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. Outside of preconceived notion, I can't tell who's a boy or a girl. And even though I'm all for the equality idea, part of the superhero gig is to be excited. And part of the fantasy is, if I could be so powerful. And that's part of the reason they put the skirt on the Rangers, is because if you see it for the first time and you happen to be a girl, and you see it, and you want someone to relate to also that's on the team, that you're not tagged down just because you're a girl. You could be powerful, too. You could be just as important as these superhero guys. You don't have to be like, there is a Wonder Woman for you. You get what I'm getting at? And on this team, look at that picture. They're all standing, they do the exact same pose. They got their hands on their hips in the Superman fashion, and they all look exactly the flat-chested same.
So, the only one that's different is the pink.
How?
It's up. Her hands are up higher.
Her hands are up higher.
Not by much, but her hands are up.
Yeah, all the other ones are, like,
that could
down
be,
low.
That could be her fault, because yeah. if we assume the yellow is a girl, too, I can't tell.
Now, wait.
I could tell in one picture, maybe.
One other possibility is, the yellow one might have started in the series as a guy, and could have transferred to a woman later on.
It's not impossible. It's not impossible.
Like, we don't know anything about it.
So if you looked at... If this was the promotional picture released for the next Rangers...
I would not watch it. Sorry.
I would not watch it.
So, Bill, what are you going to rank Crybaby Rangers?
And then, of course, because I have a daughter, and she doesn't laugh. She's not like, oh, Pink Ranger or something like that. But the fact that there's a female on the team that she can aspire to, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And on this team... It's not there.
All we know, that could just be a small boy.
That could be a small boy in a pink outfit.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
I see no, and I don't want to sound, I don't want to sound like I'm a pervert trying to look at the boobs on the Rangers through the latex or something, but there's no boobs. I'm sorry. There's no chest whatsoever incorporated here.
On this image.
Go to another.
Right. The other one with them.
Not that one. That's the only one I can tell. Yeah. Right there. You see boobs?
Nope.
That's one thing. It
you see boobs?
Nope.
No.
That's one thing.
You see boobs?
Nope.
That's by the worst picture.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless they're standing in a very specific way, you can't tell at all. And I don't know if we should... I guess you could chalk that up and say, well, the equality, why should it matter? Well, in a way, it should matter, because part of the fantasy is to identify with the hero and kind of wish that if only you could be. Well, you can't be, because there's no boobs on this team.
So, Bill, what are you going to rank Crybaby Rangers?
Zero.
Yeah!
These
Nate
suits,
Jason,
I like.
What are you gonna give them?
I think I like nothing about these uniforms. Honestly,
This is gonna be a lowest.
And I mean nothing.
That's
there's
zero.
Something. There's it. It I don't know. They're almost insulting. Like,
yeah.
I don't like these at all.
The only reason why I give it a
rather
point.
Looking at myself than at these guys. So honestly, I'm probably going to give it a one.
Like, I don't see... I don't see a decent theme. There's a V. I don't know what V... Even if you say V is victory, I don't know what that is.
Oh, my.
And then he said there's... He looks at it, he sees a circus theme, and it's very possible. I know it's very possible, but then look at the Zord, and look at their helmets. There's nothing else to justify it except for their weapons. Nothing else to justify it except their
weapons.
And if I didn't have that picture, you would have never seen
those
weapons.
Okay, first off, here's what I'm going to ask. The Black Ranger looks like he has
no clue.
I don't either.
The Black Ranger looks like he has juggling pins.
He has
right. The Red Ranger has a whip.
He has juggling pins.
What does Pink have?
He has a whip. She has those little color guard cheerleader.
I read that there was a gymnastics ranger, so the first thing I seen, I didn't see the other guys you're talking about, I seen the color band thing, and then I seen the other person that was holding a ball, and I seen the other person with a hula hoop, and I thought, are these like the gymnastic rangers I read about?
There wouldn't be a ball involved.
Not necessarily. Dodgeball kind of is a gymnastic sport.
Ball.
Not 100%. It is very, but I mean...
Is hula hooping?
This is these are like the gym time rangers.
But it's like, no, because this guy has like a rider's crook. Like one of those little things you whip
and
the ass of a horse.
And I see that.
He's
now.
Jockey ranger.
I see that now, but when I first looked at the picture, there was just a V, and I seen the pink standing here, and I seen the blue standing here. The first two things that came out at me was hula hoop and ribbon.
Well,
thing.
I'm going to tell you something. Japan usually is really good with making cool rangers.
Except
they dropped the ball on this.
Except
one.
For the goggle V rangers, they got a .8.
There is
we're
nothing.
Sorry we had to look at.
There
this.
Is nothing I like about these rangers.
So
nothing.
So
they quite literally are kind of insulting.
Before we end this episode of
let's see
the Go Rangers. The very first Rangers got a 2.6, which I think is fair.
Okay.
1975, this is their first idea.
I think they look awesome.
They do.
Mm-hmm. The deck of cards Rangers,
they
get to 3.3.
They are awesome.
Somebody had to hate on
they are awesome.
Hate
they're
on
just
Deck
so,
Floyd.
They're so outrageous, you could never forget seeing them.
It's true.
Even though that's probably the wrong reason to say they're awesome, because... They do look ridiculous, but holy shit, they caught my attention.
BFJ Rangers? They got a 1.6.
That's a Battle Force J Rangers.
Battle Fever J.
Oh, yeah.
They got a 1.
You were like, oh, this has to be awesome. And it came up, and you were like, what am I looking at?
Freaking joke.
And
yeah,
they had
the big freaking Joker.
The wig and shit.
1.6. That is deservable. They were dumping. Denzamon Rangers got a 2.24.
The Sun Vulcan Rangers got a 2.5 only because Red Ranger was epic.
He's awesome.
He saved it. And then the Goggle V Rangers get a derpy .8.
Cool name is all you got.
Actually, no. They're not getting a 0.8. They're getting a derp.
No, and get that 0.8 in case, because quite literally, you might find something even more retarded
actually,
as we keep doing this.
Actually, if we keep doing this, there is one series that I know of that is going to get a derp. Because of the way they morph and how their suits look, I promise you, they're dumb as hell. I know, and that's not until we
and
get
you know what?
Way
just
later.
To piss off Shane. I might have to rate them a
2008 Rangers. Trust me, they are dumpy.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.